I'm going to start with your monthly podcast in a minute, but I just realized something. You know about me and why I built this website, but you don't know what I believe. What convictions and values led me to choose this path? I'm going to do that now. Here are the five things that I believe. Number one, the universe is not random. There are no coincidences. When we run into somebody at the supermarket, when we see a sign on the street or feel a message coming through, it's always for a reason. A strange order is behind it, and we can always trust it. Number two, what this strange order is, or how it works, we will never know. It cannot be named, understood, or explained by anyone. We're not capable of getting answers. Why life is so intelligent. Why it always gives us the experiences we need to teach us what we need to learn. Where does it come from? Why does it work the way that it works? That ambiguity is permanent, and I'm comfortable with that. I don't need an explanation. Knowing it's there and knowing I can trust it is enough for me. Number three, thinking about this strange order, communicating with it, and allowing it to help us discover who we are and what we came to this life to do is what I call spirituality. This is probably not the definition most people have for that word, but it is mine. In my book, spirituality is a personal experience, individual and private. It's the space we find when we step out of our daily lives and think about larger things. Who we are, why we came, what we want to get out of this brief time. While it's beautiful to share and discuss our spiritual findings with others, everyone is entitled to their own answers. There are no recipes. There are no rule books, rewards, or punishments to conducting yourself in the spiritual path. Our answers don't need to be believed by anybody else. We don't need to convince anybody that they're real. So long as they lead us to universal love, acceptance, openness, and peace, never violating the value or beauty of another human being, it doesn't matter what they are. How we explain our existence to ourselves and how those answers help us manage our daily lives is all that matters. What others believe does not matter. Number four, the purpose of this spiritual quest, its final destination, is the search for impact through work and career. I'm not talking about money or fame. I'm not talking about salaried work. I'm talking about our power of creation, which we came here to use. Once we discover who we are, what we believe, and what we're passionate about, it's our obligation to use those answers to leave something beautiful behind, having a positive impact on others' lives. Work is not a bad word. Effort is not an energy to be avoided. Fun and relaxation are not things we should fight to have forever and always. We must decide what we want to accomplish, make clear goals, and accept the challenges that come with achieving those goals. I believe that using our own power of creation for the good of others is the ultimate goal of the spiritual path. It's not peace of mind. It's not enlightenment. It's not the elimination of pain or some imagined state of human perfection. Number five, education, learning, and an ongoing exposure to knowledge is the path to freedom, essential to the spiritual quest. We cannot discover who we are, what we want, or what we need our story to be with our own minds. We have to be exposed to knowledge. And this does not just mean personal development books, philosophy books, spiritual books. It means skills. We also have an obligation to learn skills. They are the principal tools of creation. We have to update those skills. We have to adapt to new technologies and open ourselves up to new ways of creating. We are lucky to live in a time where smartphones have made learning so easy, so accessible, and so cheap. We cannot waste that opportunity. There is no impact without learning. That's what I believe. That's why I'm dedicating my entire life to this project. I want Teledipity to facilitate our connection with this journey, to make it a part of our daily lives, to show us the tools we need to answer our questions for ourselves. I know we're missing a tool like that, and I want to build it. That's why I need your help. Last week, I launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise funds I will use to update our technology and increase the impact of our service. If you believe what I believe, if you know that a tool like this is missing from our lives and needs to be built, I need you to help me out in whatever way you can. It's not about how much you donate or what rewards you get at what level. You can donate any amount, even $1. It's about showing to others that you stand behind me in this dream. that this platform has made a difference in your life and you wanted to grow and reach others. That even when our service was available to you for free, you thought it important to contribute and help it go farther. You're wrong if you think one small contribution is not going to make a difference. You're wrong if you think I'm going to be able to do this without your help. Visit the campaign, watch the video to understand the full plan, and help me make this happen. Go to teledipity.com/help to support our campaign.